When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Frog Boy Shirt. Thank you. I am out of clothes, so now I am wearing unnecessarily fancy things.
It is very fancy. You look like, are you closing a deal today? Like, what are you doing?
Look like you get ready to go down to South Beach and play some dominoes.
A little chest hair out.
Add another button, Marcos.
I wanted to. I feel like I wanted to wear like a black tank top underneath this, but look at this. Like, I'm a loser if I do this.
Smeethan. Yeah. Marcos needs to get that shirt hemmed. Look like he took it off the set of My 600-Pound Life.
Oh, my goodness.
There was one guy who was very mad at me for my OBJ take, but I thought it was very funny that every time he commented back, the weight that he was accusing me of being would always increase. It would be like, what do you know? You're 300 pounds. You've never caught a ball. And the next time it was like, your 400-pound ass has never been out
there. If you played for the Lions, though, you would catch a lot of footballs. They love throwing to 300-pounders.
I've seen them do a reverse to Penei Sewell. So
they're having so much fun.
They're capable of anything. Jealous, over dude. There, for sure.
What do you got in the mixed bag there, Marcos?
Some depressing football. Not fun Lions football, unfortunately. We have heard many things from yesterday or from last week's game that made us very sad in regards to this playoff run.
Ugh.
But as Tobin constantly says, you got to give credit where credit is due.
That's what I say.
And on one of the plays that you can possibly get some sort of positivity from, a touchdown-saving tackle happened by Devon Achan. You guys saw that.
Ran down the sideline,
speedster, and still hustled, even though he was very angry at his quarterback for throwing three interceptions. This is a Dolphins running back on that touchdown-saving tackle.
Game is tough when you lose, man. Like you said, I'm a competitor, so you know me going to stop a touchdown, I feel like it's big because I feel like our defense is playing good and them holding them to 3 points changed the game a lot. As you can see, like, we still had the ball at the end of the game and us scoring to go for two would have been a tie game. So that changes just from them scoring a touchdown would have been like a two point series.
He's wrong, but yeah, we know what you're trying to say.
Is he sick? He sounded sick.
Might have been. Probably sick of losing.
Sick of losing. I was going to say that too. He was trying to say 2-point swing, but he made a 2-possession game.
Right.
Yeah. Look.
It was a bad one.
I appreciate, like,
it was a 6-point swing, right? Because the Dolphins would have scored a field goal. Instead, they got a field goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A 6-point swing. I would say this. I appreciate guys that play a certain way regardless, right? You give maximum effort on the field regardless of how bad or how good it looks. And I could appreciate that, and I think people should respect that. That no matter what, you're fighting like hell to win.
I respect it. Mm. Well done by Devon.
Yeah, for sure.
What else you got in the mixed bag?
Let's keep on moving through the AFC East, shall we?
Sure.
Aaron Rodgers. On the
rats off a ship.
Totally rats off a game. Well, will the Jets be rats off a ship on him and draft a quarterback? This is Aaron Rodgers on the hypothetal chance of that happening.
All of us, whether we got a guy behind us itching to play or not, there's, you know, when they drafted Jordan, I felt like I was one bad stretch from being benched, you know, and I, you know, won MVP a couple years. So that's the way the league is. You got to prove it. You can play every single week and through stretches. So if they asked me back and they drafted a guy, I'd mentor the hell out of them if I was playing, and I'd try and play as well as I could to keep him on the bench.
That's a bunch of hogwash. Whoa. Wait a minute.
Hogwash.
I have a more important question.
Yep.
I'm looking right at you, Frog Boy.
Oh, me.
I'm looking into the screen.
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you right now.
Yes.
If you bring a young, impressionable quarterback into the league.
Yeah.
Do you want Aaron Rodgers mentoring him?
I do not.
Only if he's mentoring him on spirit quests.
Even then, I'm okay.
Clearly, it hasn't helped him.
I would, like, isn't it amazing at how older quarterbacks, when they start losing it?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Start thinking about things like this when we can think of some of the things that Aaron Rodgers said and Brett Favre said with him, that it wasn't their job to mentor the younger quarterback.
I think he said that drafting Jordan Love, didn't he say that gave him a drinking problem?
Oh.
But, I think that was part of, like,
so all these guys that mysteriously feel confident in what their situation is now are probably already telling you what their situation is now. Right?
He said that too, apparently.
He did say that, right?
Yeah, on his documentary. I think so.
We've only gone through part one.
Yeah. No oyster time.
I could care less.
Oh, you know who's on that retreat with him, right?
Isn't that Australia with the
didgeridoo?
Yeah, that's what a didgeridoo does.
You know who's on that trip with him?
Who?
Double agent Jordan Poyer.
Oh,
of course he would be, dude. Of course,
guy's been playing like he's on ayahuasca. Just like he's like, is that a real defender? Absolutely. That is that a real receiver?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Sick of this guy, dude.
That's all we have to look forward to.
Joe Biden at the safety,
sweeping the Jets.
Sleep,
pretty much. Pretty much. What else you got, Marcos?
I'm about to give this guy five booms.
What?
That's AJ. Big AJ.
The Costco guys.
Yeah, the Costco guys. And the reason why I'm bringing up the most obnoxious trend on social media, although they're Dolphin fans, God bless them.
Are they?
I mean, that's true. They showed up at the game and got jerseys.
Kind of seems like they're fans for hire.
Yeah, honestly, if the Minnesota Twins flew me out and gave me jerseys, I'd go to that game, and I don't even know if that's still a team. So, I don't know if they're really a Dolphin fan, but nonetheless, they have been repping Costco pretty hard. Costco's latest story, though, involves Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Penix Jr.
Really?
who is now the starting quarterback in the ATL and found out while getting a Costco dog, apparently.
I was actually shopping. I was shopping with my girlfriend who was at Costco. I was actually getting a hot dog, and whenever I got the call, I wasn't hungry no more. So
that's adorable. Is it adorable, or should you be concerned that he's no longer hungry?
I don't think it's a concern.
I don't think it means like in drive. Keep, I think that he just didn't think about the hot dog.
Keep your eyes open on this guy's work ethic. It's already telling.
Who do they have this week? Who's he debuting against?
The Falcons are set to play. Oh, you saw it already?
Smart the move by the Falcons.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully, I have him starting.
Soft landing.
That's a savvy move.
Pretty good.
That's a savvy move.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Gets them ready, and then they got that primetime game the week after because the Dolphins got flexed out.
Second in the NFC South, huh?
That's what I'm saying. They got a chance to win a division. This is a different.
It's a horrible division.
Yeah. Well,
he's going to have a. He's got Giants.
Yeah.
Sunday Night Football against the Commanders, which is obviously going to be a couple first round quarterbacks going at it. So that is a fun game. Rightfully flexed out for the Dolphins. And then the last game of the season, home against Carolina.
Ooh.
All right. We'll see if they can make a late rally here to win the division.
Mm.
Give us one more in the mixed bag, Marcos.
All righty. Let's go ahead and end things with a curmudgeon. Kevin Durant. There is a
He is the oldest basketball player that you've ever met, right?
He's just angry, and he doesn't get enough haircuts. I'm sick of him. But he apparently is sick of the new NBA All-Star Game format. Are you guys familiar with that?
Yeah. I don't know the new one, but they keep trying stuff.
They basically are making it 18. They're making it three All-Star teams, and instead
four.
Of yeah, but
four.
Well, calm down, Froggy.
I'm sorry.
I was going to explain it.
There you go.
There's three All-Star teams made of All-Stars.
Yes,
which are going to be
eight players apiece,
and then one, and then
there's and then, three
but,
All-Star.
But there's
teams.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because the fourth team is the Rising Stars team winner. That's why.
You have Leroy.
You just jerks.
Let him finish.
Let me finish.
Come on.
Also, we played this yesterday. You weren't at work.
All right. Well, then, in that case, Kevin Durant's a bum. How about that? That's the final.
We'll take a break. We still got Goosies. No Goosies coming up. We got to give a four-pack of Heat and Nets tickets to give away. Plus, I got to finish this newsletter. I mean, it is a read, Leroy, from cover to cover.
She's gonna kill me.
She's gonna kill you, dude. Jesus.
Man, it's a long read, right, boys?
Ooh, a whole Q4 newsletter. It's interesting. Oh. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you thought Harry Potter was long.
You know what?
What chapter are you on?
Let's go to break before I curse on air.
Okay.